This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Alex Jones, and Roger Stone is coming up with some really important information in the next two segments. We are here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, and we have got a major move to try to demonize General Flynn, and they've got all the talking heads on every channel this weekend calling for him to be arrested. For a clip we'll play next segment in Dallas this weekend, talking about Miramar and the fact that there could be a coup here. Well, I mean, we've had a globalist coup here with Joe Biden, but now he's clarified that, and we'll get to that with Roger Stone and also clarify what the media is taking out of context. With all the headlines, biggest story this weekend, it was literally trending number one on Twitter, Trump to be indicted by July 4th. And like we were happy about that, like we were saying it, like it was legitimate. So Roger Stone will set the record straight coming up next segment. But I had the crew put together just a short, quick little compilation of Democrats. Look, this is a short one. We got a 15-minute one. This is, what, 2.5 minutes long? Coming out and saying, we want to kill him. The deep state's going to kill him. We want a coup against Trump. He needs to go to jail. Here are some of those headlines right here. New book reveals General Mad Dog Mattis discussed secret military coup against President Trump while serving in his White House. InfoWars revealed 25th Amendment deep state coup in 2017 with Roger Stone and the illegal spying that later all came out. Biden absolutely convinced military to be used against Trump. So they all wanted the coup that they're now claiming General Flynn is pushing. That is not happening. So here's who's really been calling for coups. And they did engage in one with the election and the election fraud that's now coming out. Here it is.
The risk of going to trial and he's convicted, that could be seen as an impeachable offense.
I don't see how that wouldn't be an impeachable offense.
That tweet fits the Republican definition of an impeachable offense.
Where do you see an impeachable offense?
It is grounds for impeachment.
Potentially criminal or even impeachable.
Grounds for impeachment.
You may scapegoat Andy McCabe, but you will not destroy America. America will triumph over you. That's apparently directed toward the President of the United States.
Is it impeachable?
100% is impeachable.
Very substantial evidence that the president is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
Impeachment's not good enough for Trump. He needs to be imprisoned and placed in solitary confinement. But for now, impeachment is the imperative.
That's right.
I ask you tonight.
As with so many people knowing about this, it's interesting, and I'm kind of proud to say this, it took a member of the intelligence community to step up and bring it forward.
It's hard to imagine a set of circumstances that would have alarmed the founders more than what's on that call, where you have a president using the full power of his office to try to effectively coerce a foreign leader that is completely dependent on our country for military, economic, diplomatic, and other support, to intervene in our election to help his campaign.
Talk about pressuring a foreign country to interfere with and control a U.S. election. It couldn't be clearer. And that's not just undermining democratic institutions. That is treason. It's treason pure and simple. And the penalty for treason under the U.S. code is death. That's the only penalty.
I mean, president is only a 4-year job, but it feels like it's taking him 5 years to just fire his ass. It's frustrating. You know, I bet somebody explained how long impeachment takes to John Wilkes Booth, and he was like, okay, well, where's he at right now?
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
The call is the call, but there's nothing here that rises to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors.
Well, they're wrong.
All right, Roger Dr. Stone is going to respond to this and a lot more on the other side. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
InfoWars delivers. We have proven ourselves to be the tip of the spear, that our research is the best out there, period. And I don't say that arrogantly. I say that from long decades of research and fighting hard in the trenches. And I know that without your support, none of this would have been possible. So I thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you to continue to support InfoWars symbiotically with a 360 win by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Through Memorial Day, we have the biggest sale yet of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and our best-selling product, our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, has been sold out for almost 7 months. It's back in stock, 40% off. It's the best thing you can do for your immune system, for your cells. It is the Rolls Royce, the Bentley, the Ferrari, the Lamborghini of supplements at the lowest price you're going to find with these ingredients. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, and a bunch of other items are back in stock as well. So check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com today. DNA Force Plus, back in stock.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I don't normally headline chase. We tend to make the news around here. But when InfoWars is right in the center of the two top trends on Twitter and Google, trends this weekend, we're going to respond to it because it's newsworthy, because it's important. We don't sit there when we talk about what the Queen of England eats for lunch and that's some top story. We don't follow that big story. But when it's important to America and the world and every man, woman, and child on this planet, we do go there. So I appreciate on short notice Roger Stone, in the middle of his wife being diagnosed with stage 3 cancer last week and fighting that, to have time to be able to join us here today on two big stories. Flynn, who I know that Roger and others have been talking to about running for president, if Trump doesn't, was in Dallas, gave a speech. We'll play a clip in a moment. And was asked about Miramar and the coup there, and could we have one here? And he basically just responded that, yeah, you could have one, and yeah, maybe there should be one, because we've had a globalist coup and election fraud, and you have the Democrats calling for all these coups, and the military calling for coups against Trump and spying on his phones and lying, so they actually did that. They tried the coup. Rod Rosenstein tried the coup, and Roger can respond to that. Well, now they've called for him to be court-martialed. He's come out and clarified what he really meant by this, but they're the ones that have been putting this out 100 times, 1,000 times, what Flynn ever even imagined. They've been calling for our deaths. My goodness, not just Trump's. And then, of course, you've got the big story. Roger has sources, and he's smart, but he lives in New York part of the year. He's got his ear to the ground that they want to indict Trump by July 4th, then or around. I've got the same sources, plus Democrats are on the news saying it's a criminal investigation, saying it's imminent. And they know Trump's starting to go on the road and starting to galvanize a good populist movement to continue to control the Republican Party. So I think it's a very good call we made. We're not saying we want it to happen. We're not saying it's going to happen. I think Roger's point, he told me this weekend, of saying this is a great danger, is to get a debate going about how this is political, how it's a witch hunt, to get ahead of it so that hopefully they don't. Or if they do, we're not caught flat-footed. But that's my take on both of these stories that are binary, that orbit each other. Which one you want to tackle first, my friend?
Well, let's go first to the fact that there is no question whatsoever in my mind, based on my own sources, that fabricated charges will be brought against Donald Trump in a Manhattan courtroom. I never said that these charges were legitimate. I am reading between the lines. The Wall Street Journal this morning essentially confirms our interview of last week, which is they are going to allege either bank fraud or tax fraud. These are fabricated, politically motivated charges brought by Cyrus Vance Jr., an epically corrupt, partisan prosecutor in Manhattan. So basically what I think is about to happen is the president is about to be subjected to the exact same thing that I was subjected to. Fabricated and politically motivated charges, a corrupted political prosecution, a biased judge, more than likely, in terms of the Manhattan district, and a smear campaign. Why are they doing this? I think it's very clear. First of all, the announcement by the president that he was going to go out to on the road in June and July and start rallying the American people against the disintegration, the decline of the country, and the draconian authoritarian policies of the Biden administration, in which one, if one simply expresses their First Amendment rights to disagree with the government or to question the anomalies or irregularities in the election or the safety of these vaccinations, you are immediately branded as a domestic terrorist, as a threat to the state, and your civil liberties vanish. They're allowed to spy on you, listen to your phone calls, read your emails, surveil you illegally. And therefore, I put this story out when I interviewed you, Alex, as a warning, as a cautionary tale. They want to go after the president because they fear that if his name is on the ballot in 2024, he will beat them yet again. So this is an attempt to stigmatize the president, to smear him, when in fact, I don't think he's done anything wrong. If you read these stories, the allegation is that he inflated the value of assets in order to borrow against them, and therefore he is guilty of bank fraud. Nonsense. The banks have their own appraisers. The banks know what things are worth. They are petrified about the political movement that Donald Trump heads, and this is a yet another effort to disqualify him from beating the Democrats yet again.
I know you've got a lot coming out on this prosecutor, but, I mean, Letitia James has joined it. You've got the FBI joining it. How do you have the Southern District of New York, which is admittedly political, against Giuliani? He used to head it up against President Trump. Presidents have always had immunity. If they go after the president, they're then retroactively opening up all these other presidents. This is a very, very dangerous road to be going down.
Well, the most amazing thing about that very powerful clip that you just showed, Alex, is that every single one of those public officials, we have overwhelming evidence of both corruption and treason. There is no question that Donald Trump is being held to extraordinarily different standard. Look, let's be clear. Joe Biden and Barack Obama illegally and unconstitutionally used the full authority of the U.S. government and the capabilities of our intelligence agencies to spy on the president of the United States. That's treasonous. They should be prosecuted. That's what Mr. Durham was supposed to be doing. My lawyers were in touch with the Durham prosecution. We let them know that the only Russian I met in 2016 was an FBI informant, and that there nothing illegal transpired other than the fact that it was a setup. Mr. Durham has never responded. The Mueller report glosses over this, saying, oh, Roger Stone met with Henry Greenberg, a Russian national, but we have concluded that he wasn't working for the Russian state. Why didn't they mention that he was in the country on an informant's visa signed off for by the Miami office of the FBI, one of nine such visas signed off on by the FBI. But that doesn't get mentioned. So expect nothing from Mr. Durham. That was a holding action. That was to assuage those Americans who were increasingly furious about the Russian collusion hoax. So Mr. Barr, the attorney general, also in on the coup, as we now know, basically threw us a bone by appointing a prosecutor who is going to do absolutely nothing about the overwhelming evidence of illegal activity by John Brennan, James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Susan Rice, and Hillary Clinton herself. This list goes on. Secondarily, the attack on General Flynn is because they fear him also. Because there is a growing groundswell saying, well, if President Trump elects not to run, maybe General Flynn is the next Dwight Eisenhower. Maybe he can be drafted. I don't think he has any aspirations for political office. And like most Americans, he hates the dirty, corrupt nature of American politics and what it has become. But I also believe in my heart that he would do his duty to the country if that moment came. We're not there at the moment. So now they're attempting to discredit him. By the way, I don't believe you can court-martial a retired military officer who's no longer on active duty. So this is a smear. By the way, the Business Insider has to be singled out as one of the worst pieces of crap on the face of the earth. These guys are distortionists. They're propagandists. But I'll tell you one thing, they're most definitely not. That would be journalists.
And let me just make this statement here. I'm not going to elaborate on it, but and we're not going to say any names, but a lawsuit against the two of us is in the process of being dismissed. There's one more hearing, but the judge has signaled the dismissal of that, so we'll be able to talk about that in the next few weeks. So there is a lot of stuff going on. You've been attacked. I've been attacked. That's why we need your support. We need your prayers. We need your word of mouth. The only way the great videos that Roger shoots every day that are at Band.Video Video in the Roger Stone section is when you share them. And on average, they're getting about 100,000 views. So great job, folks. They've tried to silence Roger. Please don't let him be silenced. He's starting his new podcast soon that will also be syndicated and simulcast over here at InfoWars on the Roger Stone section at Band.Video. Roger, 30 seconds to break. Tell people where they can support you because they bankrupted you and help keep you on the air with you fighting cancer now with your wife. How do people donate to you?
They can go to StoneFamilyFund.com. Alex, as you know, holistic and natural treatment for cancer is not covered by any insurance, and it is expensive. So first and foremost, my sweet wife needs your prayers, but we also need your financial support.
Well, that's right, because you were well-to-do. You lost everything when they persecuted you. You live in a tiny apartment now, and folks want to support you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Former generals, I don't see how he can't be charged with treason for saying, yeah, Miramar had a coup, maybe we need one here. I mean, they called for a coup against Trump. They plotted. Rod Rosenstein, Mad Dog Mattis, in the White House. They illegally spied on him as a candidate and as a president. They engaged in treason. They work for Ukraine. They work for Russia. They work for China. Every damn thing they say about us. Roger Stone famously busted up a Russian spy ring in the 80s. He was the top lobbyist in the world. That's quite a feat, top lobbyist in the world. My gosh, need a black cape with that. But anyways, the point is, he's here with us now. I want to get into Flynn more in a second. But first, people go, well, these mad dogs won't indict a former president who didn't do anything. But they've shown they never think several steps forward. This is going to empower Trump. This is going to enrage America. This is going to turn the temp from boiling to exploding. Do you really think they're going to do it? Because, like you said, they're saying they are. They're making all the noises they are. Will they really go ahead with it? Roger Stone.
You know, Alex, I really think that they will. I mean, clearly you saw the jujitsu that was attempted in the weekend media. I mean, our interview late last week was recycled. Neither one of us are allowed on Twitter, but we were trending on Twitter. The third time I've trended on Twitter since January. Not bad for an old man who isn't even on Twitter. No, they fear Donald Trump. They fear the American people being behind Donald Trump. And therefore, I think the same kind of epic corruption you saw in my trial, the same kind of epic corruption you saw in General Flynn's trial, where they used trumped up fabricated charges, a biased judge, a stacked jury, and incredibly corrupt prosecutors. They want to destroy Donald Trump. They're not satisfied having cheated him out of the White House. They actually want to put him in prison or kill him. And it's ironic because you're absolutely right. You want to talk about court martials? Where is Mad Dog Mattis's court martial? He openly called for a coup against the president. He was involved in plotting one. Why hasn't he been arrested? Why didn't Attorney General Barr arrest him when he was in authority? Oh, that's right. He was in on the coup, as we now know. And then also disappointing, but I have to bring this up, is the continued head fakes of Steve Bannon. Let's be very clear. Not only did Steve Bannon steal the name of my InfoWars show with the great American Owen Schroyer, the War Room, but he testified falsely at my trial against me. He was an informant for Robert Mueller. If you take his sworn testimony before the House Intelligence Committee, which was sealed at the time of my trial, and his testimony on the stand at my trial, he clearly perjured himself in my trial. So right now, here, today, I'm challenging Steve Bannon to come on InfoWars and debate this. Let's have it out. Alex, you can moderate it so it stays civil. But he needs to answer as to why he was working with Robert Mueller to destroy me and send me to prison. So there it is. The challenge, the gauntlet has been laid down, Big Steve. Come on, Sloppy Steve. We can find a suit and tie for you that's clean, I think. And you should come on InfoWars and answer what I just said. And by the way, all you little Bannon groupies who want to go on social media and challenge me, I wouldn't suggest it because I will merely block you. Facts are facts. As the New York Post reported, and Jonathan Turley, the George Washington University law professor who read both transcripts and concluded, Bannon clearly perjured himself at one place or the other. And since the entire central question on which I was being tried was lying to the House committee, you would think that it would be germane. It would be important. As Professor Turley pointed out, there were 40 lawyers in the room at the time that Bannon testified contrary.
Well, Roger, you're fired up. Please go back into this in a moment. But you just brought this in. Shocking. Great idea. I don't know if you got the idea because Barnes and Fuentes had a great debate with over a million people that tuned in to that show, and about a million have watched it since at Bannon Video. So that's pretty successful. I want to have debates. I would let Bannon have his moderator here as well. We could agree upon rules. I want to have debates. Bannon's been saying some nice things about me, and I used to admire him. You used to say great things off air about him and on air. I know you were shocked by this, but I think he really should come on and debate you. I mean, let's go back though. You used to really like Bannon. Why are you saying he did this to you?
Well, I have to assume that he did it because, as we now know, he was under federal investigation at the time he testified against me. The prosecutors had a legal obligation under Giglio to tell us that at the time of his prosecution, but of course they didn't do so. My case could have been overturned on that basis alone had I not been pardoned. But once I waived my right to an appeal, because I knew an appeal in the D.C. Circuit was hopeless, neither the law nor the Constitution matters to virtually any judge in that circuit, that opportunity was lost. But he should not continue to be able to put himself forward as an advocate for the America First agenda. Steve Bannon publicly accused the president of having Alzheimer's. He said the Trump Organization was a criminal enterprise. He said that Trump would be prosecuted. I can do this almost verbatim. When the American people learn he's not a billionaire, he's just another scumbag.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, do we know all that was really said or just the media claimed that?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Do we know he really said all that or just the media said that? Because the media claims that...
That is reported by The Guardian. It's also in the book, Fast and Furious, and he's never denied it. His defenders say, oh, well, that was 2 years ago. Doesn't matter when it was. Steve Bannon called the president of the United States.
Well, then here's the $64 trillion question. Why did Trump give him a pardon?
I think he was blackmailed. That's what I think. That is my opinion. But again, I noticed that in Chinese, Steve Bannon's patron, Miles Kwok, last week, in an interview in the Chinese language, but with subtitles, accused Patrick Byrne, who I think has been a hero in this entire recourse process, of being a red Chinese agent because he once lived in China many years ago. Patrick Byrne is a patriot, and I think Mr. Kwok just defamed him. Just an observation.
Well, I know this. I've seen the trailer for their new film, Deep Rig, that's at Bandai Video. It looks like the slickest thing I ever saw.
Well, I think it is factual, and that is why they are running a campaign of censorship and deplatforming and control.
Oh, absolutely. The proof is there of the fraud, but man, it's just the production quality looks better than HBO. Roger, do 5 more minutes with me because I want to get into Flynn and drafting him if Trump isn't going to run. Trump says if his health's good, he is going to do it. I know that you want Trump to run. Gosh, that's who we want. He's the superstar. Let's talk about that when we come back with Roger Stone. Don't forget, we're listener supported, and we are hit and miss to stay on the air at this level. I want to expand. I want to hire a bunch of reporters. In fact, I'm working on hiring one right now, but I can't do that if you don't support us. I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining. I'm asking for your support. We got products you already need. There's some new T-shirts, some new books, some new films at InfoWarsStore.com. Go peruse those. Also, store-wide free shipping. It has to end this weekend. DNA Force Plus, we've got Pollen Block back in stock, Alpha Power, Ultra 12, all of it is 40-50% off with the free shipping. We got to sell a lot of product with discounts like that to be able to pay the bills around here. Please support us and get great products you already need at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The big Memorial Day sale extended until this weekend, and then that's it. First time this year we've done store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. Take advantage of it now, InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads, and I didn't tell people the most important part. No. It's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off, or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in, or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supernova Vitality's back in stock, 50% off. The ProstaGuard's back, 40% off. The Alpha Power's back, 50% off. The Ultra 12, Vitamin B12, taking out of the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or Vaso Beats, back 50% off. No, it's dead. We've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of these huge sales.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's Harrison Smith and American Journal right here on the InfoWars Network, simulcast by GCN Radio Network. And then, of course, you've got yours truly, Alex Jones, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, and then the Great War Room with Owen Schroyer, formerly his talk show host, Roger Stone, who got indicted and barred from being on air so he could no longer be a talk show host. And now Roger is so busy just taking care of his wife that has stage 3 cancer, and also battling all the new attempts to put him in prison, that he's unable to join us 5 days a week. But he has been able to join us last Friday. It was the top story everywhere. It was on all the news channels, number one on Twitter over the weekend, spinning it that, oh, we want him to be arrested. Trump deserves to be arrested. Trump will be arrested for fraud. We said no such thing. And now you have the very group that said, have a coup against Trump, that spied illegally against Trump, that work with foreign governments like Ukraine against Trump and others, saying, arrest Flynn, put him in jail. They're all over the news. Here's what Flynn really said in Dallas this weekend.
I'm a simple Marine. I want to know why what happened in Myanmar can't happen here.
So, it's hyperbole. They're all up there. Roger, you were here at the start when I aired that 2.5-minute compilation that we'll post this whole interview later when it's not live so people can see it at Mandaw Video. And it was 2.5 minutes. We have a 14-minute long one. I wasn't going to play that because you were here. Of them saying, kill him, spy on him, arrest his family, put him in prison, have a military coup. And this was Democrat leaders, some of which are sitting in Congress, saying this. So what they said is 1,000 times, literally, orders of magnitude bigger than what Flynn said, but they're tone deaf of the hypocrisy.
You know, Alex, I developed really a telephone relationship with General Flynn because I was going through an epic trial at the same time he was, and we were essentially being persecuted by the same people at the same time. But I didn't really get to know him until more recently. We recently had 3 hours together. I must tell you, he is a good man. He is a man of destiny. He is a man who believes in God. He is a man who understands his duty to his country. And that flip comment, I don't think compares or even approaches the epic corruption of people like Adam Schiff or General Mattis or Maxine Waters. I mean, in all honesty, Maxine Waters pressures the government to bail out a bank that she and her husband own stock in which he's a member of the board of. If she were a white Republican, she'd be in prison right now. But they are held to a different standard. Why are they smearing General Flynn? Because he's a man of destiny. Because they know that if President Trump, my first choice for president, I want to be clear, I'm for Donald Trump. I think he'd be our strongest candidate. But if for whatever reason he elects not to run, then I think the people need to draft General Flynn the way they have drafted Dwight Eisenhower. So this is a smear on a truly great American when his critics have said far, far, far worse than he has said. It is outrageous. But it's also typical. It's a perfect example of the two-edged sword, the two-tier justice system. On the day that I was convicted, the prosecutor in my case, who at that point was also the prosecutor potentially of Andrew McCabe, announced that there would be no charges brought against McCabe for lying to the FBI and covering up essentially Operation Crossfire Hurricane. Meanwhile, we're waiting for the Durham report. Where is that, Mr. Durham? I mean, in the Mueller report, they correctly reported that I was approached by a Russian national in 2016 who offered to sell me dirt on Hillary Clinton. I turned him down flat, but the Mueller report says there's no evidence that he was working for the Russian government. No, there isn't, because he was working for the FBI, because we have a copy of his visa that was signed off on by the FBI office in Miami. He was here as an FBI informant. He approached me as an FBI informant. But that's not included in Mr. Mueller's report. And when my lawyer sent that information to Mr. Durham, we got no response whatsoever. None.
That's right. They're running around saying in congressional hearings that I was a Russian agent. I mean, this is hundreds of times what McCarthy did. Most of the time he called real communists in and then grilled them. It was still looked a little un-American. We now know it was actually, he was dead on. But everything they ever accused McCarthy of or Nixon of in the Red Scare is what they've now done, again, way, way more intense.
No, this is right out of Alinsky's, rules for radicals. Always accuse your opponents of that which you yourself are doing. They are the ones engaged in treason. They're the ones who got caught in a massive abuse of power in which they used the authority of the U.S. government and the capability of our intelligence agencies to spy on Donald Trump. Even Richard Nixon didn't do that. The Watergate break-in was stupid, but it was done by private individuals. This is 10 times worse. This is an abuse of power that is greater than anything we have ever seen in American history. Trump is right. This is the greatest political scandal in our history. So you have to always take a grain of salt when you read the mainstream media. And again, I want to point it out. The Business Insider is the single most inaccurate, insidious, vicious, propagandist, distortionist website out there.
How were they? Because there were so many hundreds of articles, I couldn't read them all. I mean, how were they the worst out of that field of disinfo?
It's really hard when you throw in Salon and Vice and the rest of these other jerks. Clean that up. Sorry. But it's just malicious in what they report because there's no accuracy. There are no longer standards. Let me be very clear. I've been in American politics for 40 years. Here's how it works. When a journalist is going to write about a person, it is a journalistic rule that you call that person and you give them an opportunity to respond on the record. They don't have to respond, but you're supposed to give them the opportunity.
We both should have gotten hundreds of calls. We both got zero, or at least I didn't get any calls.
Of course not, because they just write a fabricated narrative that is false. Now, I'm not obligated to respond, but for example, there's a story in the Business Insider that says Jason Sullivan, former advisor to Donald Trump, calls for the hanging of Hillary Clinton. Well, Jason Sullivan was not a media advisor for me. He was hired by someone who worked for me because he allegedly had proprietary technology that could be used to maximize the value of your Twitter feed. In fact, this violated Twitter's rules and ended up with every single person I was following being unfollowed. And he was fired after 30 days. No, he's not an associate of mine. No, I am not responsible for anything he has to say. And in this case, I urge Sidney Powell not to allow him to speak. According to Reuters, he was among those who testified against me at the grand jury. I don't know that independently.
Sure. The point is that the media just absolutely twists and lies at levels number 14. Roger, I appreciate your time. In closing, in 30 seconds, and then I've got one point I want to make. What can Trump do to get out ahead of their attempt to indict him? I mean, he ought to go have a rally in New York or something and just get in the face of this lie.
Well, first of all, I think he needs to be aware that this is happening. One of the main reasons that I said this on your show last week is as a warning, as a cautionary tale, so people understood that what was about to happen. This would be unique in our history that a former president would be harassed. If that were the case, then George W. Bush could be tried right now for war crimes. But that isn't going to happen. So I think the president needs to speak out now and point out to the American people that this is a fraud. This is a politically motivated, completely fabricated, bogus prosecution, which I am absolutely convinced is coming because they fear Donald Trump. They don't want his name on the ballot again because they know how beloved he is by the American people. I went to this Memorial Day boat parade in Jupiter, Florida. This is months after the election. I've never seen anything like this. The outpouring of love and patriotism.
And that's why they want to go after him to discredit the fact that he is still the leader of the Republican Party. Real fast, because I know you've lost everything, and I want to support you and your wife and keep you in the fight, Roger. How do people go make a donation for your wife's massive bills now that they've already bankrupted you, now that she's got stage 3 cancer?
Go to StoneFamilyFund.com, StoneFamilyFund.com.
Hey, Roger, you should come back on the War Room in the next few days.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour.
Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and two extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Honored and blessed to be here in our attempt to unify humanity. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you may have never heard of the Tulsa Massacre that happened 100 years ago. And it was a terrible thing that happened, and similar things happen around the world constantly. There are massacres every day in Africa where somebody does something wrong and another group gets mad and a fight starts and then it becomes a chain reaction and hundreds die. But why are you hearing about the Tulsa Massacre now? Why is President the Puppet Biden going to speak on it repeatedly in the next few days? Well, George Floyd did so well for them dividing the country and causing a summer of rage and $2 billion of damage with thousands of buildings burned down and hundreds of people killed. It turns out George Floyd's death was questionable, probably shouldn't have happened. But Tulsa Massacre really did happen and was a travesty. And so now you can have Tulsa memorials everywhere and teach black folks that the white people are out to get you. And so don't worry about the vaccines. Don't worry about the open borders. Don't worry about world government. Have the new Black Panther Party march in and talk about how killing white people is good because whites are inherently bad. That's what you do when you're a communist Chinese globalist agent. You want to divide the country is you come out and you hype up anything you can find. Because, you know, they say that lynchings and cross burnings are at all-time high because they're at an all-time low. And 99% of the hate crimes of a swastika painted on the wall or a cross in a yard turns out are staged. Staged by the left to create division. Remember when all those Jewish centers were getting attacked in New Jersey and New York right before Trump got elected? Came such an issue, you had to do an early State of the Union and address and say, I like Jews and I don't want to burn down Jews' synagogues. And it turned out it was leftist Jews burning down their own buildings. And they got caught, three different men, and it got shut down where you never even heard of it. Knocking over the gravestones, throwing firebombs at the synagogues. And it was leftist Jews to blame Trump. Does that mean Jews are bad? Absolutely not. Does it mean black people are bad? Because thousands of black people, not just Jussie Smollett, not just Bubba Wallace, staged events so they could be victims. Hell, I got an article right here where a white woman adopted a black girl and basically tortured her for years, knowing she'd get sympathy with a black baby to get money. That's a crazy white person doing that. These people exist, ladies and gentlemen. But I have a stack of articles of black folks going up and shooting crowds of other black folks in Chicago, in Miami, in Dallas, in L.A., in Portland, in the Bay Area of San Francisco and Oakland. And it's a blip when 20-something people get shot and a bunch die because it's black on black. And it just happened. But oh my gosh, doesn't matter if thousands of blacks die here in Chicago shooting each other. We're not going to have memorials. We're not going to have plaques. We're not going to have that for them. We're going to have it where some white people went crazy and killed some black folks. And don't worry, if the new Black Panther Party gets its way and actually starts killing white people en masse, there's a bunch of crazy white people. They're going to go out and randomly start killing innocent black people just the other way around. And there are going to be a whole bunch of dead people, black and white. And I don't think you're going to see the new Black Panther Party. In fact, let's get one of the original founders of Black Panther Party on to break this down as soon as you guys can, please, this week. He's got his own channel now. He's been censored off Twitter for standing up against racism and division at band.video. And what's his name? Everybody forgets real Black Panther's names. How he got put in prison trying to promote peace. That's right. What's his name, folks? Or tell me my ear's name. I know his name. I'm sorry. It's rhetorical, guys. Larry Pinkney. And we need to get him. In fact, this weekend, I tried to turn the TV off, but I can't help do research. And it was just, I mean, I've got hours of black people saying kill white people on video. I mean, it is the most vile, beyond KKK stuff. Because, you know, you don't see the KKK out as unsavory as they are saying, let's kill all the black people and they're all bad, kill every one of them. And I would say that's a really bad thing to do. It's so stupid. But no, this is being done, ladies and gentlemen, on a mass scale. So I got a Fox News clip on this. I've got the threats being made. I've got the new Black Panther Party run by the globalists stomping around. We got all that coming up at the bottom of the next hour. Hell, I may even just get to that at 15 after next hour. I just got a lot of clips I want to get together because I got busy today and didn't get all the clips to the crew. But I've got to, yeah, we'll do it at the bottom of the hour because I do some preparation on this. I'm going to show you footage of black folks killing white people, killing each other, killing Asians. And then you never see that on the news. But then, my goodness, one crazy white person goes into a black church and kills nine people. It's terrible. And, man, it's the end of the world, and all whites are guilty, and there's vigils and beatings and everywhere because it fits in to the media narrative. And so all these lives are valuable. Black, white, it doesn't matter. And I know as an audience you get that. Now let me shift gears into what I need to hit because I only hit part of the vaccine news and how the wheels are coming off on that and where all that's going. And I need to get that together. And then I've got these two folders right here. You see these two folders? This affects everybody. And it deals with fertility and eugenics and how we're all being targeted. And what that is going to end up looking like very, very soon. Incredible stuff when we start next hour that's in this stack. Let me just give you a little sneak peek. China raises cap on births to 3 in major policy shift. First, he said he can only have one kid. Now they want you to have three. What's behind that? That's a huge deal. It ties into this. All these articles tie together. Mercury poisoning makes birds act homosexual. What does that mean? National Geographic. Researchers in Japan use soybean compound to make catfish 100% female. I mean, you'll go out to the mall, the grocery store, anywhere, and you'll see a big old strong black man, a good-looking strong black woman, and you'll see three of their kids, and they all look like effeminate little boys, and they're like 18. You see a big old white guy, a big old, you know, healthy black lady or Hispanic lady or white lady, and they all look big and strong, and then their kids look like girls. We're going to tell you how they're doing it. We're going to name it, and if you want to stop it, how you can stop it. So if you don't want your son's endocrine system to tell his olfactory nerve that men smell good. They don't look good, but they start smelling good, and that's why you get excited. Maybe your son needs to start not eating soy. Big studies on that. It literally makes you attracted to males. And the left's like, hey, this is, it's all planned. Hey, everybody's going to be gay now. This isn't about bashing homosexuals. I'm not going to use the damn terms you tell me gay. Gay means you're happy. It's about sterilizing us and making it cool when we're all sterile. Isn't it fun we're all sterile? I'm going to lay all this out while they're busy trying to tell you about Tulsa, Oklahoma. Half the black people in this country never got born. You're going to hear a damn word out of the left on that because they're the ones running it. So that's all coming up. Now, let me hit this. You see right over here of your TV viewer? We have store-wide free shipping. It is the week of Memorial Day at InfoWarsStore.com. We have free shipping with double Patriot points. That means 10% off on your next order, not just 5%. Right now, though, on the current orders, free shipping, double Patriot points, 40 to 50% off on DNA Force Plus, Pollen Block, Supermel Vitality, Prostaguard, Alpha Power, Ultra 12, Basil Beats, Alexa Pure Breeze, Alexa Pure Pro, Ionic, Fizzy Magnesium Drink with the double magnesium the other brands don't have. It's 40% off as well. All this is going to end this weekend, guaranteed. I got a new sale next week that's great, but not as extensive, not as many items. We just got in three new great products. I'm leaving it at that. But they'll be discounted next week. But this is all stuff sold out for months and months and months. And it's hard to get these back in. And because I also have the money. I have to have the money to be able to order these. Sometimes I don't, so I got to wait till we get money built up to buy the product. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. These have all been sold out for months. In some cases, 6+ months, like DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and all of it. It's so good for your cells, so good for your telomeres, so good for your body, so good for everything. So again, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 and get all the products that have been sold out for so long. And the water filtration and air filtration systems, Alexa Pure, Breeze, and Pro are both $50 off InfoWarsStore.com. But if you haven't tried, like our Deep Earth Crystal Ionine X2, it's also discounted. It's incredible. It's the answer to all the feminization.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In 60 seconds, I don't have time.